whatever it is that you want to accomplish is actually reality, but it's in the future. And our attitude and behavior and actions are simply bringing our vision into alignment with reality. And the question becomes is how quickly can your vision come into reality? And it all depends on the way that you are making up your mind. Welcome to Inspiration Rising. My name is David Trotter. I'm a business growth strategist, passionate about helping women and men double your business online, all without that paralyzing overwhelm, feeling alone, or wondering what the heck to do next. I'm a former pastor and serial entrepreneur who is passionate about personal growth because that's what helped me cultivate peace in my life and love my amazing wife, Laura, of over 26 years and our two almost grown kids. So if you're all about business, personal growth, and peace in your life, you're in the right place. I'm super glad that you're here. Welcome back, friends. It's great to have you here on Inspiration Rising. I want to get started by reading the Inspiration Rising Manifesto. And if you're not quite sure what that is, it's actually a short document that I wrote to let our community know what I'm seeking to embody, what I want our community to embody, the things that are really important to me. In fact, I wrote a little short book about it called Empowered to Rise, and you can find that on Amazon, of course. But I'm going to look here on page 15 and read this manifesto to you. It says, "My life has been inspired from the moment of conception. I am whole and complete just as I am. I don't have to do or be anything else to be loved. This is my true identity. Embracing my inspiredness, I am discovering my unique way to bring inspiration to the world. My life story, wiring, and strengths are my superpowers, and I'm learning to use them with others for the sake of others. I have access to all the resources I need to live out my inspiration, and I will be strong and courageous in the face of any challenge. My inspiration is rising." Now, my hope is when you hear that, there's a word or a phrase that stands out to you that just kind of shimmers in your mind's eye. And that tells you and me that that's what you need to be embracing, thinking about, pondering, right? Because there's something that's speaking to you in that manifesto. I have people all over the world who are reading that every morning. I read it almost every day. And if you'd like to get a copy of the manifesto itself, you can actually just go to insporising.com/manifesto, and I'll mail you a little card with the manifesto on it anywhere in the world. But I find that it's a great way for me to kick off the day, and today I wanted to use it to kick off our conversation together. Well, I want to ask you a question. When you were a kid, did your mom or dad or grandparents or whoever you grew up with, did they say, "Make your bed"? Hey, David, did you make your bed? Right? I remember my mom asking me that question. Now, I'll be honest with you. My wife and I, we don't make our bed every day. Our daughter does, which is incredible. Our son doesn't. And I guess we, you know, it skips a generation here. My wife and I, we actually sleep with two different sets of covers. Yeah, we found that we, you know, are too aggressive in pulling each other's covers. So we finally, a couple years ago, we're like, I'm just going to have my own covers, okay? And that makes it tricky to make a bed when you've got two sets of covers, okay? That's really awkward. But this whole idea of making up your bed, there's quite a bit of writing and I guess research that would back up that making your bed is a really positive thing. Maybe I should start doing it. I'm using it as a metaphor today, so just hang in there with me. First of all, people say there's a feeling of accomplishment, right? If you make your bed in the morning, it's like, okay, look at this. I'm accomplishing things right as I'm getting up out of bed. This is awesome. There's a sense of increased productivity that if you're productive first thing in the morning, you'll continue that pattern. Some people indicate that there's reduced stress levels because when you walk by your room or when you leave your room, it's not left a mess. It's kind of done and put together. Your room looks instantly cleaner, you're developing good habits, and you're even creating a retreat that you can return to at some point during the evening, afternoon, right, whenever you return home, and you want to take a nap or just kind of relax. Well, in the same way that you are encouraged to make up your bed as a kid, I want to challenge you today to make up your mind. Yes, make up your mind. Now, I believe that one of the secrets to accomplishing so much more in our days, in our weeks, and even our lives is to make up our minds. Now, I believe there are two ways to make up your mind, all right? Not just the traditional way that because when I say that, make up your mind, you're thinking, oh man, that's somebody who's impatient that's telling me, come on, hurry up, make up your mind. Maybe it's your husband or partner trying to get you to make up your mind on where you want to go to dinner, okay? I'm just saying. I think I might have said that to my wife a few times. Come on, honey, just make up your mind. Wherever you want to go, babe. I know, but I want to go where you want to go. Okay, enough. I'm really allowing a little TMI here, a little Trotter TMI kind of bleeding in here to the podcast, okay? Covers, fighting over where to go to dinner, back to making up your mind, all right? The first way to make up your mind is to declutter your brain from negative thoughts, beliefs, and stories. It's to declutter your brain from negative thoughts, beliefs, and stories. Have you ever had a young child, probably your own, obviously, leave a toy in your bed or their blankie or a stuffed animal, all right? Well, when you're making the bed, you're going, whoa, what's this doing here, right? You're taking it out. You're decluttering your bed from that item. Or maybe your furry friend, a cat or a dog, left their toy in the bed, or maybe a little dirt from their paws, okay? Not that that would happen in our house, but I'm just saying, you've got things that end up in your bed that you want to declutter and clean out because you want to have a nice, clean bed that's made. In the same way, when we think about making up our minds, it begins with decluttering our brains from the negative thoughts, beliefs, and stories. So when you are waking up in the morning, what would it look like for you to start by decluttering your brain and not just allowing those negative thoughts, beliefs, and stories to come in, but as you hear that negative thought about yourself, about your family, about the world in general, what would it be to catch that and go, wait, I'm making up my mind. I got to clear that out, right? In the same way you'd clear something out of your bed, you got to clear that out of your mind and go, that's not allowed here. What we have here in this mind, in David Trotter's brain, are positive thoughts. David, you are strong and courageous. You have access to all the resources you need. You are empowered, inspired, and loved. Yes, and the other people are around you. Okay, so if you take time to declutter your brain from those negative thoughts, negative beliefs, negative stories, you will actually have a mind that is more at peace, which will result in accomplishing so much more. When we are distracted by negativity in our lives, okay, when we wake up and we think, ah, man, my partner left their clothes on the floor again, or they left the seat up, or they left their whiskers in the sink drain, right? You fill in the blank. Okay, you know what I'm talking about, whatever that might be. Or you get to the office. Whether you own the business, you're manager in the business, you just started in the business, and somebody is doing something, they're just not following through on whatever they said they were going to do. And rather than seeing it for what it is, seeing it as an opportunity to learn, an opportunity for them to be trained, there's this judgment or criticism or, okay, not that I would do any of those things. I'm just saying, probably, maybe some of you would have that experience, okay, negative thought, belief, or story about someone else that you work with. If we allow that to come in, it will rob us of peace. And ultimately, that will rob us of productivity. We will not accomplish as much as we'd like to accomplish. One, because we're thinking about it, it's taking up space in our brains, and we're constantly processing, going, I wish this person would do that. How am I going to get around that person? How am I going to penalize that person, pay them back, right? All of those things that just craziness that goes in our heads when it's cluttered up with negativity. All right, so that's the first step. If you want to accomplish more in your day, in your life, you got to start by making up your mind, decluttering your brain. The second way to make up your mind naturally flows after decluttering. Okay, if you want to increase your productivity in life, or if you want to increase sales in your business, I believe you must make up your mind that it's going to happen. You got to make up your mind that it's going to happen. Now, this is more of the traditional usage of this term, make up your mind. Okay. But first, before you can make up your mind that it's going to happen, you got to declutter all that negativity. And now you have a clean, peaceful mind that is able to, with positive, passionate force, go, yep, that's going to happen. I have a vision. I've got a mental picture. I've got exactly the goals that I'm going after. I've got action steps, and I have powerful positivity. Why? Because I'm making up my mind that it's going to happen. We've had previous guests on the show that talk about whatever it is that you want to accomplish is actually reality, but it's in the future. And our attitude and behavior and actions are simply bringing our vision into alignment with reality. And the question becomes is how quickly can your vision come into reality? And it all depends on the way that you are making up your mind. Of course, there's action steps. Yes, yes, yes. But it begins with making up your mind. You got to make up your mind by clearing away the negative thoughts, beliefs, and stories, and then make up your mind that this is going to happen no matter what. There is a deep commitment. There is a strong feeling of like you can see it in your mind. You know it's going to happen. You know it already exists in the future. You are simply through your words, actions, and attitude bringing your life into alignment with reality. I believe that's true for so many of you. You have hopes and dreams and desires for your family, for your business, for your career, and I'm cheering you on. And I'm telling you that if you want to accomplish more in your days, your weeks, and your life, you got to start by making up your mind. You got to start. So the question, two questions actually for this week are, number one, what are you choosing to declutter from your brain? If we use this metaphor of making up our mind like we've made up our bed, what are you choosing to declutter from your brain? What are those negative thoughts, beliefs, and stories that you are prone to believe and allow to take up residence in your brain? What are you choosing to declutter from your brain this week? Number two, what have you made up your mind to accomplish? Maybe it's this week. Maybe it's this month. Maybe it's this year. I don't know what it is, but there's something driving you. There's something that you deep down inside have said, yes, I am going after this. And I'm telling you, once you declutter your brain, you are all the more powerful to actually make up your mind to accomplish it. Now, it doesn't come by just making up your mind. You actually have to live it out, right? You've got to prepare. You got to do the actions. You got to live out the action steps each and every day. All right, that's the reality. You have to do that. But it begins in your mind. What are you choosing to declutter from your brain this week? And what have you made up your mind to accomplish? That is the power of making up your mind, and you will ultimately accomplish so much more in your life and business. Now, if you want to share what you're working on, I want to invite you to text me. The number's 949-401-6090. 949-401-6090. You text, say, hey, what's up, Dave? Here's what I'm working on. You'll get an automated reply where you can click a link and add yourself as one of my contacts. I send out a daily inspirational email. It's absolutely free, but I also love to engage with listeners and chat back and forth via text message. So I'd love to be able to hear from you, and I will be cheering you on. Hey, congrats on listening to another episode of Inspiration Rising. Why congrats? Because you're pouring education and inspiration into your mind and heart. And that's something we all need if we're going to grow our businesses and reach our goals in life. Now, if you enjoy Inspiration Rising, do us a favor, share it with a friend. Take a screenshot of your favorite episode and text it to them. Tell them to search for Inspiration Rising on their favorite podcast app and click subscribe. And if you haven't already, be sure to sign up for Inspo Text. That's our daily inspirational text messages. Just text me right now at 949-401-6090. That's 949-401-6090. Just say, "Hey, Dave, what's up?" You'll get an automated reply with a link where you can add yourself as a contact. And of course, you can always unsubscribe. I want you to know today that you're inspired, empowered, and loved. Not because of the way you feel or what anyone else says about you, but because that's your true identity.